With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the last call to evacuate in the wake of the onslaught of Hurricane Milton has gone out. President Biden says Milton is packing a deadly punch.
Winds will be fierce at well over 100 miles per hour, with storm surges reaching up to 15 feet, up to 18 inches of rain. It's looking like the storm of the century.
Some people are remaining. Gulfport, Florida resident Christian Burke says he's in a home that's built to withstand a Category 5 hurricane, so he's not evacuating.
He built this thing as a Cat 5 survivor. So it's designed to withstand. So what better place to be than in your own home? That's going to do just fine.
The storm is expected to hit after 9 p.m. this evening and cross Florida as a full-fledged hurricane. Federal disaster aid is becoming a political football, with both parties trading accusations over the failure to pass more disaster relief as part of a government funding deal last month amid back-to-back hurricanes.
The last time disaster relief was so politicized before a presidential election was in 2012, when Republicans paid a political price for holding up disaster funding. Some Republican lawmakers are accusing the Biden-Harris administration of dragging their feet on providing disaster relief funding to hard-hit areas in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina, and putting pressure on leaders to think about convening an emergency session to improve tens of billions of dollars in more aid. North Carolina Republican Senator Ted Budd called the federal response to the destruction flat-footed, while Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott grumbled that Florida and North Carolina would have gotten fast relief if they renamed Lebanon and Ukraine. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 431 points, the Nasdaq rose 108. This is SRN News. Another bad report on anti-Semitism in the U.S.
According to a poll released by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, 61% of Jews in this country have experienced some form of hatred since the Hamas attack on Israel 1 year ago. About 40% of those surveyed who are college students or have children who attend college say they sometimes feel unsafe on campus. A growing number of American Jews also say they avoid wearing clothing or jewelry that identifies them as being Jewish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals defaced an Italian mural depicting a survivor of last year's October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The Anti-Semitism Observatory in Milan says the incident is an example of rising anti-Semitism in Italy. Researchers say the number of anti-Semitic incidents has risen to about 90 a week in the last year from about 30 a week before. Hostility toward Jews has moved from the internet into the real world. SRN News. 96-year-old Ethel Kennedy has reportedly had a stroke, correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Her family did not identify the hospital or where she suffered the stroke, but they said it happened Thursday morning in her sleep. She was with her husband Robert in 1968 when he was shot and killed at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, just after winning the Democratic presidential primary in California. Her brother-in-law, President Kennedy, had been assassinated in Dallas less than 5 years earlier. Ethel is the last remaining member of the extended Kennedy family generation that included President Kennedy. Her family says she's getting the best care possible in the hospital, resting comfortably, and is surrounded by family. I'm Rita Foley.
Her daughter, Carrie Kennedy, called her, quote, a strong woman who's led a remarkably fulfilling life. We are here looking after her. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.